Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We put everything on hold for a couple minutes here as we're joined by the great receiver from the Arizona Cardinals, 8-time Pro Bowl selection, and his team is running strong and running hard right now, Larry Fitzgerald. Welcome to the Attack, Larry. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. How are you guys?
We're doing great this morning. You know, your team's playing so well, but your off the field stuff is going well too. You're a family man. You're getting opportunities for endorsements, and you're getting ready to do, or you've done a commercial actually. It's going to air pretty soon, which talks about what really goes on in the bottom of those piles once everybody gets tackled and everybody jumps on top of you. So talk about that a little bit.
I mean, honestly, when we get in the bottom of the huddle, especially playing against your NFC rivals, the 49ers, you know, guys, they're asking questions, you know. They want to know what your shots in heaven are, you know, how's it like going through the mall. And I told them, I was pretty frank with them. I said, I don't shop, you know, at the mall too often. I just go to BZCheckout.com and do all my purchases at home. And that's really what I tell them. And then the referee, you know, snap us out of the pile and we go back to the land again.
Go ahead, Joe.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, that really is. I don't shop at the mall. Larry, you get to spread your wings a little bit in this bye week. How important is this bye week in the middle of the season and having it come right in the middle of the season like this for your body and your ability to kind of move forward and be as productive in the second half of the year as you have been in the first half of the year?
You know, you don't get too much time to spread your wings. You know, we have, you know, coming out of the bye, we have Seahawks coming out, you know, on the road. So, and it's going to be a very tough, hard-fought game like it always is when you play against them. And we realize that, you know, it's a good time for us to get a little time away. But we have a tough stretch coming down, you know, on the back half of our schedule. And really looking forward to it. You know, this is going to really test our mettle. We're going to see exactly what kind of ball club we are.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Carson getting hurt last year and the difference between him bouncing back off the knee injury the first time, where it literally took him years to get back to his own self. This time, no hesitation. He really had very little rust to knock off. How important has that been to the franchise? And, you know, from the perspective of him being a leader as well as you on this team, how important it has been to the team in the locker room?
It's been very important, you know, having Carson back. You know, when you're talking about losing an elite quarterback, but he's no different than Aaron Rodgers and Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and Drew Brees and all other guys you want to throw in that elite category. You look at what he's done on his defense, he's done there, he'll find out his record. You know, it's outstanding. He's been a tremendous leader for us in our locker room, one of our vocal leaders, and he's playing, you know, the MVP caliber right now. And, you know, it's so much fun to see because you saw the hard work, dedication, the hours and hours and hours of time he put in the rehab, and we were out practicing, you know, the frustration that was on his face, not being able to be out there and compete with us, and, not being able to help us reach our goals. You know, I know it's really tough on him last year, but he's so mentally tough and strong and focused. You know, it's so great to have him back.
You know, Larry, and we're joined by Larry Fitzgerald here on the Spano and Black Attack. You now have an array of weapons in the passing game at Arizona. And how important is it to have somebody next to you that can win their one-on-one matchups to keep you from seeing constant double teams? How important is it to have more than one go-to guy as a receiver? And that's the case with you guys in Arizona. How much does that help you guys open up the passing game as opposed to having all the coverage geared towards you?
That's a lot. You know, it's really nice to be able to see, you know, teams talking to players even across the board because we have so many guys getting hurt, you know, and not just in the passing game, but having running backs, you know, through running backs that can really do damage in the rushing attack as well. So, I mean, you really have to play a balance. You really have to, you know, kind of let it unfold and deal with it as it comes. You know, you can't key in on one guy because we have other guys who can beat you and beat you bad.
Well, you know, which kind of leads me to this question. The difference in this organization from when you first started and where it is now, to me, is night and day. You were there for the bad times, and now you're here for the good times. The organization was not particularly well-run when you first started, and nobody knew what it was going to get. Talk about the difference now and the philosophy as a whole that this organization has to put a winner on the field each and every year.
I wasn't sure that it wasn't a winning organization. You know as well as I do in this business, if you don't have a trigger man who can throw the football and run games for you, you're not going to have very much success. It's improving. The team that has had sustained success in this business for a long time, you look at Indianapolis, with Peyton Manning, now Andrew Luck, you look at Tom Brady, running the interception with Paul, you look at the success Drew Brees, New Orleans Saints have had. It's not by fluke. Green Bay Packers, I mean, these guys have, bona fide Hall of Fame quarterbacks on their team, and they can do things that other guys just can't do, and that's going to put your team in the driver's seat. And now we have that kind of quarterback again, in Carson Palmer, and that's really what the difference is.
You know, Larry, you talked about it being a quarterback-driven league and having to have that quarterback to be able to have that success. I want to talk about your head football coach a little bit, Bruce Arians, and his fearless attitude and how that may carry down to all of you guys. He has incredible confidence in each and every one of you guys. Otherwise, you wouldn't be on the roster. And it shows by what he allows everybody to do. He's an aggressive coach. He's a confident coach. And he allows you guys to have confidence because he shows belief in you guys. Talk about Bruce Arians a little bit, what he really brings to the table, and how he helps you guys win.
Well, our mindset is predicated on his. I mean, he's an aggressive. He's on 10 years back, and he's put on being full to the metal. He's always looking to press and put points on the board and get after teams defensively. He's always going to push the envelope, and that's a lot of fun to be able to play for a coach that's aggressive. You know that you're going to get opportunities down the field to make plays, and you're going to always be pushing to do better and do more and score more points. And that's a lot of fun. You have no idea what it's like coming to work on Wednesday, seeing the game plan, and knowing how many plays, there are in the plan to get your playmakers involved early and often.
Well, you mentioned the word fun. And you've been around for a while now. The fun is obviously still there for you. You see yourself maybe having some fun for a couple of years, or are you kind of viewing the end and maybe have a timetable set for yourself as to when to step off the stage?
I don't even know what I'm doing after I get done off this interview with you today. I'm not a big picture guy. I don't really look like down the road too often. I just handle my business from day to day. It's always worked for me. Just to kind of keep my tunnel vision, keeping the blinders on. It allowed me to focus on my task and how I can improve every single day, as opposed to looking down the road and say, look, I want to do this or that, this, that. I try to focus on the short-term goals and kind of helping me attain some of the long-term goals.
Larry, you've achieved just about everything there is to do on a football field, especially on a personal basis. You're going to the Hall of Fame. You've truly been one of the dominant receivers in the game. You're fighting off Father Time, and you're quieting critics, some who thought your best days were behind you, and you truly have had a resurgent year. The only thing missing from that is a Super Bowl championship. Talk about how important it would be to add that Super Bowl championship, whether it be Super Bowl 50 or beyond, to this incredible resume.
I just think it would be great for this organization. I look at, older players like Tampa Bay Buccaneers and how they were viewed around the league, for many years, and they finally won that championship. And now you look at Tampa as a different organization, and I would love to be a part of the team and the pleasure of turning our franchise around and really letting everybody know that we're here to stay. We're a contender. We got a brand new stadium out here in Arizona. State-of-the-art facilities now, and we're really making that turn towards being one of the elite franchises in the business. And the only way you can do that is going out there and winning the Super Bowl. And I really firmly believe that the team that we have, is really special.
Well, Larry, we want to keep you on time, so please tell us the information as to how we can find more about the TV commercial that you've been doing and more about Larry Fitzgerald, the man.
Well, you want to know how I do my shopping and Kurt Warner and some other guys who are on the bottom of the huddle tiles, go to visacheckout.com. It's a very easy way to do your holiday shopping. Just make sure you get on there early because I'll be on there myself.
Real quick, Larry, before we let you go out the door in an effort to keep you on time, you're going to be watching your beloved Pittsburgh Panthers take on Notre Dame this Saturday.
Yeah, me and Michael Ford got a little wager going, so I need us to come out with a strong performance against the Fighting Irish. They had a tough game against Temple last week. They pulled it out. But I think the Panthers are going to give them a little bit more of a fight.
Awesome, Larry. Thanks so much, man. You're welcome back anytime. Stay safe in the bottom of those piles, and happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.